Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. Sharp moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sharp scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. May reaches second base with a double. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is hit by the pitch. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Allen reaches second base with a double. Alvarado scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Laron Lagro now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Allen scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Stanley for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0. White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown pinch hits for Norm Cash. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Ike Brown now playing left field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Seelbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to third. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Seelbach covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Brian Downing now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen now playing third base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seelbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.